Now we gather in a circle, turning right and turning leftward, stamping as though threshing barley, stomping as if crushing wine grapes, clatter of our toe taps ringing, hammering down the seconds firmly, trampling on the vines that trip us, nailing note and nailing heartbeat, stamping out the first of petty, stepping to the river's shiver, cooling down the flames of anger, summoning of ancient spirits from the deepest wells and caverns, from the secret mystery places, beating back the blackest shadows, raising dust of healing vapors to the pulse of clap and laughter. Concert. My uncle, at the end of a long day of labor, wandered to the edge of the far field around the hill where, open to the wide valley, the church was visible. And as the summer heat was dulled and shadows ran from post and hedge, he stopped at his best vantage point beside a sumac bush, to hear the steeple bells spill out the call to a revival service at the sunset hour, with clear and cool and sparkling strokes. He stood until the last note faded dead away, the only music of his day, except the keen of whippoorwill.
Thank you.
singing to the corn. Sometimes farmers in a dry year, instead of using hoe or plow, which opened up the soil and let the damp escape, would simply cut or pull the weeds and sing to rows of thirsty stalks. But corn loves rain, loves rainy weather and wet soil, prefers the river bank and branch and creek and edge of maple swamp. Corn sends its roots down to subsoil to search for salts and minerals and sips and sucks the water table, to fuel its long, lush leaves and spurts of jointed growth. But seasons when the rain would never come, they found that music helped to cool the field in boiling noon and fatten seeds on milky cobs as sweet as cream or curds of sun, as if the song drew moisture from the air like dew to quench and flush the wilting leaves and pulled grease from the shining dirt to plump the kernels tight as berries. And singing soothed, inspired the hands who labored on the baked sharp clods and sang for rain and harvest yield, and joking said the ears were thrilled.
Thank you.
listening to the clock. The old timekeeper in its box, an heirloom with a lisp and limp, goes scratching out the seconds, dry, as if time were an itch it had to answer to. And then the tocks sound like a drip or leak in time, as though a giant reservoir had cracked and seeped into the world with no direction or intent, except the skip of tiny drops inexorably and downward sent into the gulping vacuum. And then the gulf is filled by chimes. Thank you.